We're asking young athletes to focus at a high level in a world that's designed to distract them. Notifications, short videos, constant scrolling, everything around them is training their brain to jump from one thing to the next. And then we expect them to lock in during a game or during practice? Today, we're going to talk about why focus is harder than ever and how it shows up in youth sports, and most importantly, a few simple ways that athletes can train their focus just like they train their body. Welcome to CarEd Conversations for Sports Families. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. So why is paying attention so difficult this day and age? And let's be honest, this isn't just a youth sport athlete problem. This is a probably everybody problem. I know I deal with it. Even just my spot, I had to put my phone on Do Not Disturb while I was while I'm recording this, just so my watch and my phone don't buzz at me the whole time. And so why is attention harder than ever? The reason is that almost every way that we engage with the world today, we live in what's called the attention economy. So the apps we get on, the games we play, the media that we are consuming are all designed to get you hooked quickly with short sound bites and to keep you on that app or that platform, whatever it is you're on, for as long as possible. And so things have to be flashy and exciting and new and stimulating. Well, unfortunately, everyday life isn't like that. And because we're stuck on our phones all the time or in these apps or just with whatever form of media we're engaged in, you get that constant stimulation, which is training your focus and your attention that every time a new ding comes, you should shift your attention from whatever it is you're doing to that new thing. And what this does is it creates a feedback loop that every time I switch my attention, right, there's something there, right? There's a little dopamine rush, if you will, as a reward for shifting my focus. Unfortunately, though, this is training your brain to get off task quickly, to not have the ability to actually stay immersed in a task and to keep your focus deeply on whatever the task is that you should be doing. So whether that's schoolwork for the adults in the room, work tasks that you're doing, just anything, right? Even home chores. Shoot, I even find myself this day and age where I'm watching a show on Netflix and I'm like in the middle of the show checking my phone to see what's going on. I never used to do that, right? Before I had a phone that lit up with my whole life was been running on this phone for the last couple of years now. So this constant novelty, quick rewards environment that we live in this day and age is literally training us to have a short attention span. And how this shows up for young athletes in the midst of their sport is that it can often be difficult to lock in during long practices or when they need to deeply focus on particular, like a drill, or need to stay locked in to do some boring training, like in the weight room. For most people, that's not particularly fun and enjoyable. For some, right? But it does require focus and intention, and if you're constantly checking your phone or doing so, that time is being wasted or you're not putting in the right amount of effort that you need to actually make benefit from that time. So it's hard to stay locked in, especially if practices get long or coaches get long-winded. It can create frustrations when results don't come quickly because we're so used to that fast, instant gratification that when it takes a while for a new skill to develop or for something to sink in for you, for your young athlete, they're more likely to quit sooner than maybe the average, than generations past because of that routine of instant gratification. And when things don't come instantly, they just assume, well, it's not going to come, and they move on to the next thing because their brain is being trained that way. And so that can be difficult because most greatness, being good and elite at your sport, requires effort, requires time. It's not going to come over, okay? So if your brain is trained for distraction, focusing feels like work. And unfortunately, just our modern environment is training our brains to be distracted. This might also show up for athletes by maybe it looks like them losing focus after mistakes, zoning out during drills, rushing through reps, struggling with patience as it relates to skill development. And the idea here is teaching our young people that you have to be able to lock in and pay attention to a task and keep your focus on it for a long period of time to make progress, okay? An example of this might be a baseball or softball player assigned at practice, and they're supposed to go hit off the tee. Hey, go do some tee work. Tee work isn't particularly stimulating or interesting, right? It's work for a reason. And they might just blow it off because it's not that interesting. Or they want to get back into live pitching because that's where all the fun is. And so they don't put the intention and attention to doing the T-work, and now they're missing out on a whole opportunity to really refine their swing or dip. That, again, just an example of what it could look like when an athlete struggles to focus. And I want to be clear here that focus isn't a personality trait or some sort of you have it or you don't. It's a skill. And the more you train it, the easier it is to focus on things for longer, all right? So one of the most important things that you can do if your athlete does struggle with keeping their focus on one thing at a time is shoot. I mean, again, this is not just a young athlete problem. This is a people problem right now. One of the best things you can do to actually train your focus is do mindfulness. Now, mindfulness training, there's a ton of research on it. And Meiji Zhao has an amazing book out on it that you, if you're interested, I'll link it in the comments in the show notes. But what they have found is that when you practice mindfulness, and I'm talking about being in the present moment, focused on a particular anchor, and continuing to redirect your focus back to that anchor, whatever that target point is, for a certain amount of time, bringing your attention back to the task at hand, and to do it non-judgmentally, engaging in that practice is what starts to train your brain. And what the research has found is that long-term practicing of mindfulness. So it's the basics. Each research study has a little bit different criteria, but generally speaking, you do mindfulness for roughly 12 minutes a day for about 5 days a week for 8 weeks, you start to gain the benefits of literally rewiring and restructuring your brain. You start to tamp down your amygdala response, you get more gray matter, and your brain starts to build better capability to lock in and focus when you need to, all right? And so there's a couple simple ways to start this as an athlete. Again, there's a 10 bazillion apps out there that if you wanted to use them, you can. My own app, Toughness Trainer, has mindfulness training in it. But a couple simple things you can do right away is, first, have your athlete focus on 1 to 2 minutes of breathing daily. And the breath, this isn't for relaxation. It's using your breath as the anchor for your focus. And so set an alarm for 2 minutes. You might need to start at 1 minute, but build up. And you set an alarm. And during that time, your goal is to keep your focus solely on your breath, on what it feels like on the inhale, maybe the feel of your breath coming through your nose, the exhale, what it feels like in your chest as you breathe, in your belly as you breathe. And all you're doing is keeping your focus on your breath. Now, it is normal and natural that at some point your brain is going to wander to something else. Sounds that are happening around you, just curiosities you have in your brain's going to wander. It's designed that way. The task is, as soon as you notice it wandering, is to, without judgment, just bring your attention back to the breath, okay? And that's a great place to start. And the goal is to start to build up that capacity of maybe you can only do it for 30 seconds well at the beginning. Now that you can stretch it to a minute, and then you can stretch it to 2 minutes, and then 3 minutes, and get to the point where you can, in fact, do a longer practice. Because that's the research does show that once you get to about 12 minutes a day, it doesn't have to be all one sitting, it can be cumulative, you start to have stronger attentional capacity. It also helps with better emotional regulation. You're less reactive to the situations you're in because you have the ability to kind of take a step back and observe your own behavior and your own emotions. And you tend to recover more quickly after mistakes because you're able to refocus back onto what's next, right? What is the thing that you need to focus on to move forward productively instead of continuing to dwell on a particular mistake? The goal is not to not lose focus. Right? That's impossible. Our brain is literally designed to shift focus. The goal is to notice it quickly and return it more quickly to whatever your chosen target is. Now, that's a more deliberate practice. And again, that's going to take some time to build up. And until you're willing to do it daily, you're probably not going to see the benefits of it. You will. Just one session of mindfulness can have impact on somebody and just helping bring calm and quiet to your day. But you're not going to start to see changes in the structures of your brain and your capacity for focus until you do it for a longer period of time. But mindfulness is a great opportunity. So again, if that's something that sounds of interest to you, reach back out. There's lots of opportunities there to train mindfulness. The other thing that you can do, again, mindfulness is more of the long-term strategy of building your brain's capacity to focus over the long haul. And we want to have some strategies that you can use in the moment to reset and refocus, get your attention back where you need it to be. So one way to do that is through keywords. And keywords are just simple words or phrases that remind you of what you should be paying attention to in that moment. So if you're sitting down doing math homework, and your brain starts wandering to, oh, I can't believe what Becky did today, and blah, blah, blah. No, math homework. What question am I on? That type of thing. Or as an athlete, and you're in the middle of practice, or perhaps you're in a game, and you start to pay attention to the fans in the stands, or maybe the cheer that the other team is doing in the dugout, or something along those lines, and you're not focused on the play itself. That's a problem, right? And so what you want to do is create some simple cues, words, or phrases that bring you back to whatever the target is that you should be paying attention to. Now, of course, I can't give you an example for every sport. There's just too many options here. But generally speaking, you want things that are instructional or process related. Instructional is more of, hey, what do I need to do next? So that can be something technical, butt down, elbow in, things like that. But it can also be more process related to what should I be doing right now in the sense of paying attention to. So, see ball, hit ball, or next pitch, or calm, focus, something along those lines that are more a little bit more general. Okay. So, again, these are going to be personal to you and unique to your sport specifically. But the goal is that what next mentality or what should I be paying attention to? What's most important right here, right now? And what that does is having keywords or phrases helps you redirect your attention back in the moment to what you should be paying attention to. Again, the intention is without judgment, just say the phrase, say the word, but it redirects your energy and your focus back to the thing you should be paying attention to. Helps you block out distractions, it resets you quickly, and helps you stay in the present moment because that's where life is happening, is in the present. Okay. And so our brain really needs a target. Without a target, without something to focus on or something deliberate, it's just going to wander and do whatever it wants. And that's okay if you have downtime, if you're just hanging out and that you don't need to be focused. But if you need to be focused, having some cues, keywords, and phrases helps you lock in. The other thing that I mentioned, the keyword is only as effective as the target is the thing you're choosing to pay attention to, okay? So what helps you craft more effective keywords is to make sure that you have clear targets or small goals for your attention. And so thinking about specifically, what do I actually need to be focusing on? And you don't want these to be general things like play better. You want it to be something more specific that will help you lock into the moment. So win the first touch, communicate every play, follow through on every shot. Right? So it's a little bit more process oriented than just play better or focus. It's not necessarily a specific target. So for volleyball, that might look like calling every ball, right? If you're in the front line and you're front row and you're trying to decide where the setter is going to place the ball. Maybe as a track athlete, as a sprinter, it's like drive phase when you hear the gun go off. Softball, baseball, when you're hitting, just see ball, hit ball type of thing, or read and react, something along those lines. But the key here is clarity. You want as specific of a target as possible so that there's no wiggle room for your brain to wander off to other things. Vague targets are not particularly helpful. All right. Again, before we dive into our conversation for today, I just want to remind you that if you are enjoying these episodes, please subscribe or leave a review. That just helps more people get access to these episodes, discover these episodes, and we can help more athletes and more parents out there build some confident, calm, and clutch athletes. All right, let's dive into our rules for our conversation. A reminder that there are no wrong answers as you have these conversations. Take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize your distractions as best you can. Kind of funny when we're talking about distractions as the topic. And then, as always, you can listen to all of the questions and answer them all at once, or you can push pause after each individual question and deep dive into that conversation start. All right, first question. When do you feel most distracted as an athlete? During your sport? Maybe that's practice, games, or somewhere else. As the adults in the room, maybe when do you get most distracted during work? And why do you think that is? So just talk amongst yourselves. One of the times that you struggle the most to stay focused on the right thing at the right time. And talk about the why, most importantly. Why do you think that's so difficult? Because that'll help you choose a strategy that's going to be more effective for you. Second question. What is one thing you could focus on more consistently in your next game? So for the athletes, I would say game or practice, depending on where you struggle the most to lock in and pay attention, is what's one thing, one target that you could choose to try out for the next chunk of time that you're going to be playing your sport? What do you think an effective target would be? Third question. Based on the three basic skills that we talked about today, mindfulness, keywords, and having a clear goal or target, which do you think is going to be most helpful for you? What strategy resonated with you? Which one do you think is going to be most useful? And again, parents, this is for you too. You struggle with attention too, I have no doubts, because you're humans. If you're living in the current world that we are living in. Okay, and our final question. What is one distraction that we could reduce during practice or games to help you focus better? I know it's a very simple one for me. I need to just leave my phone out of the room. And often I have to take off my smartwatch if I don't want to be bugged, or I have to turn on do not disturb, that type of thing. That's pretty easy for me. I know that's one of the biggest distractions in my life. If I really need to deeply focus, I got to turn that off and put it somewhere else. I don't know how often you're involved in your phone during practice and games. You might be. I don't know. Whatever your particular challenge is. But try to think of at least one specific strategy that you're going to do to reduce the distractions that are currently getting in your way of focusing on the right thing at the right time. And again, remember that focus isn't just something you have or you don't. It's a capacity. It's something that you can train and develop, because your focus is much like a muscle. The more you practice it, the better it gets, okay? And in a distracted world, the athletes who control their attention best will always have an edge over the athletes who can't control their focus. All right, y'all, remember to keep those conversations rolling, and let's make those car rides count. Thank you so much for joining me on Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. Again, if you found this episode helpful, share it with somebody. Spread the love. Let them hear this episode too. If you are looking for more weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversation starters for you or your athlete to stay confident, calm, or clutch, no matter what's going on, please consider joining my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. If you've got any suggestions for topics or something you'd like to hear me talk about, again, you can reach me. There's a direct link in the show notes. Or you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at @VAlstonCoaching, and you can message me there. All right, y'all. Hope you have an amazing week, and I will see you next time.